You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Members of Congress are pushing to make annual flu vaccinations mandatory for the U.S. military after a flu outbreak at Joint Base San Antonio. TPR's Corey Cook reports this comes after the Air Force confirmed on Tuesday that a trainee's death was caused by the flu.
Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro and Pennsylvania's Chrissy Houlihan announced an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. The proposal would require influenza vaccinations across the military. Castro said the effort follows a recent flu outbreak at Lackland Air Force Base that sickened nearly 300 service members.
Despite this outbreak of flu at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland, this Congress, the Republican majority, has refused to even allow an amendment to the NDAA to reinstate that flu vaccine mandate.
Houlihan, a former Air Force officer, says widespread vaccination helps protect the military and the health of troops.
How ridiculous is it that we are standing here literally in the midst of a flu outbreak at one of our most major training bases, and we are turning aside from evidence and from knowledge and from science?
The amendment will be considered as lawmakers debate this year's NDAA bill on defense policy and funding. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
San Antonio's largest school districts continue to struggle with the financial strain of declining enrollment, combined with state funding that experts say hasn't kept up with inflation. TPR's Camille Phillips tells us Northside, Northeast, and San Antonio ISDs are all projecting enrollment losses of 1,500 to 2,500 students next year.
Even though the districts have made significant cuts for several years in a row, all three have passed or plan to pass deficit budgets again this year. All three are also considering tax rate increases or school closures, or both, this fall.
That was TPR's Camille Phillips reporting. Go to TPR.org for a detailed rundown of San Antonio Area School District's 2026 budget plans. Kirk County commissioners say they've reached an agreement on who will operate and maintain the county's flood warning system. The county will own and maintain flood warning sirens, while the Upper Guadalupe River Authority will continue operating river gauges and providing data for warning dashboards. Precinct 1 Commissioner Tommy Jones says Kirk County's emergency management coordinator can already activate the warning system if flooding threatens the area.
If we had a flood tomorrow, river gauges, anything, Shorey has the ability today and the information flowing in today to be able to push a button and set those alarm sirens off today. And we have redundancy built into that through our sheriff's department.
The update comes as officials work to expand the system nearly 1 year after the deadly July 4th flooding. Commissioners say maintenance costs are expected to total around $30,000 a year for the planned network of sirens. And organizers in Kerrville are taking a careful approach as they plan its first 4th of July celebration since last year's floods. Assistant Parks Director Rosa Ledesma says there are two main events.
The first one will happen on July 3rd, and that is in partnership with Kerr Together and a few local churches for a faith and fellowship event.
Ledesma says coming together will play a major role in Kerrville's return to normalcy on the 4th.
There'll be live music, activities for kids, local booths, food vendors, things like that. And then the evening will be capped off with a fireworks display and then a drone show, which is the first time we've ever had a drone show in Kerrville.
You can find more information and details on Kerrville's social media sites. Gas prices are spiking again as Texans hit the road for the long 4th of July weekend. Drivers in Texas are paying an average of $3.33 for a gallon of regular unleaded. Daniel Armbruster, a spokesman with AAA, says those prices are higher than the last 4th of July. He says this is largely due to travel demand and some uncertainty over a lasting truce in the U.S. war against Iran.
You know, we're still roughly about 50 cents higher than a year ago.
Around 5 million Texans and 72 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more during the holiday. You're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.